This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Newness of the hour. It's the 2nd of May. I'm Doug Steff, and this is a good day with a report to the nation. My feelings, my thinking about the whiteness, the darkness, the grayness of the day. And this is dark and gray. The story from this is considered to be the Far East, Japanese warship with an American naval supply ship on its way to join the aircraft carrier and three other warships, entered the Sea of Japan. The group is supposed to be sending a deterrent signal to North Korea. And so this is something new. Remember, the Japanese, after World War II, lost all of their ability to have an army, a navy, any kind of armed forces. Until they were rebuilt, everything that was done there was done at our behest. And so now they've sort of come back into their own. They've made a few of their own ships. They bought some from us. So here's the story of their break from tradition.
Japan is lending a hand to the U.S. Navy as it tries to pressure North Korea. The Japanese Navy is sending its largest warship, the Izumo, to escort a U.S. supply ship heading toward the Korean Peninsula. That U.S. ship is refueling a fleet in the area. The Izumo is only protecting the American ship within Japanese waters, but it's still a big break from tradition for the nation's military. Since the end of World War II, Japan has only been able to act in self-defense. This is the first military movement under a new Japanese law that allows it ships to come to the defense of an ally that's protecting Japan. American ships were sent to the Korean Peninsula to act as a deterrent, but the North launched another failed ballistic missile test on Saturday, its fourth since March. Japan's prime minister called the latest missile launch a grave threat to his country.
I'm looking at the the excerpts that were taken from the president's interview with John Dickerson over the weekend. All the discussion, he was in the Oval Office, and they had a pretty candid conversation, actually, about all of the aspects. The news media wants to make a big deal about 100 days. It's funny how many things are set up and how we just kind of fall for we just fall for these standards that are set. Who set the standard of 100? What's so magical about 100 days? You ever wonder that? Or any other thing that it seems to me that, people say, well, there has to be some kind of management. There has to be some kind of big deal. And I don't see that. I see him looking over. He was talking to Dickerson about the office itself, the bigness of the office. I think he was not necessarily talking about the room, the Oval Office. He was talking about the office of the presidency. And the idea that no matter what happens, the buck stops there. And I find that to be interesting. He talks about planes, aircraft carriers that cost $10 billion and $12 billion to build, and submarines that cost $5 billion to build. And then he talks about the decisions to, going to Syria, for example, the Tomahawk missiles. So he talks a lot about the technology and how much money it takes and how talented our people are when it comes to being able to control all of this stuff. And I think it's a pretty interesting insight into him and the difficulties of the office, the difficulties he's facing because you just can't do everything. Yeah, they make promises. The people who are running for various offices doesn't make just the presidency. It's pretty much everything that goes on in the world of politics and how people say, yep, I'm going to do this when I get into office, and then they realize they can't do that when they're in office. Their advisors don't tell them they can do or not do that when they're in that office. It's pretty sobering when you look at the power, the money, the people, the things, and this example of the what's going on, the exercise, the war exercises, the maneuvers going on along the Pacific Rim, if you will, between in the Sea of Japan, between Japan and China and where North Korea is. It's pretty sobering stuff. And a lot of people are pretty fearful, pretty worried about it. I guess you got to have faith in something. You'd like to think that, all around there are people who have some degree of reality, and they know under the circumstances nothing that anybody could do. If you start something like this, it's not going to be good for anybody. All right, so that's the overview of a war in the war room. Continuing on with my observations, a few nuggets of something new coming up. I hope 13 after the hour. Good day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Ellen Creeble.
In many parts of the West, people poke fun at dime store cowboys who dress the part but do not act like the real McCoy. They're said to be all hat and no cattle. We make fun of them, but should we make them criminals? In Blythe, California, that's exactly what they did, passing a local law prohibiting anyone from wearing cowboy boots unless they actually own at least two cows. Even a rodeo bull rider can't wear boots if he doesn't own cows. Maybe responsible citizens there will look through the lens of liberty, stand up against such intrusion, and give this regulation the boot. When government decides what kinds of shoes we can wear and when we can wear them, it stomps on our freedom.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right, 15, almost 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Kara Shillam is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The government did not shut down. Another news media hoorah or boo-hoo. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. Congress prevents the government. That's another one of these, you know, the government, has it shut down? Yeah, in our lifetime, it shut down. Was it going to shut down? Nah, it wasn't going to shut down. But the... Pay attention to some of the people in the news reading. Oh, my God. End of the world. Nah, that's not the end of the world at all. So what is at an end? The Trumpsters yesterday announced they were suspending that plan that was set up by Michelle Obama to fight childhood obesity. The Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, made the announcement. The program lowers limits on sodium and sweetened milk in school lunches. It also increases the amount of whole grains children should get at school. Mr. Perdue said the administration decided to
freeze the program because schools were having trouble meeting the program standards. They were also concerned that children weren't eating the food, wanted to find a better balance between taste and nutrition. That may not be the only problem. I use the word problem. It may not be the right word. The Michelle Obama program, the educational initiative, the girls' educational program, looks like it's being discontinued. The Peace Corps Let Girls Learn program brought together a number of government organizations to provide education to young girls, not only here in our country, but around the world. Areas where there's conflict, areas where there's a crisis. Spokesman for the Peace Corps said the agency will continue to prioritize girls' education program. So let me put this into perspective, okay? Here are a couple of smaller programs. It's a signal, no question about that. That is this anti-anything? The school lunch program has been a mess for years and years and years. It's one of those government boondoggle programs. We have so, whether you realize it or not, there are some schools in the country that treat what they describe as at-risk children to three meals a day. You can show up at school in the morning and have breakfast. You can have the normal school lunch program, and then if you stay after school, have after-school programs, you can eat a dinner at schools in various places in the country. Now, I'm not making a value judgment about that one way or another. Maybe I will make a little bit of a value judgment. I think that we have deteriorated as a society to the point where there are children who really don't have a home. They may have a place to sleep, but then there are 14 million children who don't even have a place to sleep. So what are we doing about that? It's a societal thing. Parents just take in a nonchalant way the responsibility of getting pregnant and having children, and they create these situations, and then the government, you know, you wonder what comes first, the chicken or the egg. We've all heard the story about the woman who kept getting pregnant because every time she had a baby, she got $1,800 more in government aid. So just kept having babies. And at some point, where do you put an end? Where do you put a stop? How do you fix that problem? And I think that's really something that we have to look at as a society. But we won't do that if we just take these limited overviews. And this is a CNN story. CNN does everything in their power to pound away at whatever is being done by this administration to make it look bad. And people are on to that. So how much credibility does CNN have? But I don't want to make them the issue. I think that if there is something, I think Purdue is going to be all right. I don't think it'd be amazing as an agriculture secretary. I don't think there are any administrators. I don't think there are any people that have been put into these high-power jobs that are, I don't see any superstars anywhere. But I think that people like Purdue are functional. And in his role, they'll look around at some of these programs and figure out what makes sense, what's good for the farmer. These programs sometimes are started because for example, there's too much powdered milk on the market. So the government buys the excess and uses it in the school lunch program to bolster what the farmers are being paid in dairy or whatever other thing. The cheese oftentimes is part of the dairy program, and they have lots of cheese because we can buy it as a government cheaply, and it's good for the farmer. As far as the Let Girls Learn, is, I don't know anything about that, Carrie. Have you ever heard about the Let Girls Learn program?
I don't really know much about it either.
I never heard about it. I didn't know it even existed. So if we didn't know about it, how much of an impact has it had is the question. Rhetorical, perhaps. 21 minutes after the hour as we review what's going on, some of the important sidebar stories here on Good Day.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Say anything other than good, because the music that Dionne Warwick has been responsible for has been so fabulous. This is a great example. Crank this up for me. Burt Bacharach and Dionne Warwick made a fabulous, fabulous combination. Burt Bacharach, Hal David. There were dozens of songs that were created by those three over the late 60s through the 70s into the early 80s. Hit after hit. After hit after hit. And so Dionne Warwick has been a part of the music scene, although you two ladies know, I don't think you know her too much.
Not really, no.
I don't know. Should I tell that story on the air that I just told you off the air?
Is that that's interesting.
Well, I used to be one of my many past lives. I've had a lot of different businesses, and I've done a lot of things in my life. One of them was to run a family bus company. I had a bus company that ran school buses, transit buses, over-the-road coaches for 14, 15 years. I took it over when I was a kid and walked away from it when I got a job in St. Louis, the morning guy on a radio station there. So that was when I left and walked away. One of the things that we did, because there's a state prison here in Framingham, and I have always, you know, I've never been good at saying no to people, especially in this circumstance. I had some very famous characters who were in jail over there who came to work for me. And one of them was a drug dealer who'd been in for 18 years. And he told me he had some of the most famous people in the world as his customers. And this lady was one of them. And he told me some details of her life. But you can sort of see it in the way she's aged. If you see the PBS special that's running now on her and her music with Hal David and Burt Bacharach, one of the things that you see in the outtakes, or even when she's singing, she's sitting next to the piano. When this song was recorded, as you're listening to, she's sitting next to the piano, microphone and a cigarette in her hand. And she's singing the song and smoking at the same time when he's playing the piano and the orchestra's that. This is the era when everything was done all at once. It was one take. You're in the studio with the orchestra. Burt Bacharach's playing the piano. And she's singing the song. Lyrics are on the piano. And she's smoking a cigarette. And so, you know, you just kind of wonder, how does this all work? Anyway, the reason we're telling you stories is because she held a press conference at the Cannes Film Festival to announce a new biopic on her. And the biggest cast member is Lady Gaga. And then apparently Lady Gaga wasn't involved. I'm trying to figure out what came first here, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
The song and the movie is called Don't Make Me Over. So was Gaga supposed to be in it, and then she said, I don't want to be in it? Or was she never attached
like,
to it?
I don't know. I'm not sure the backstory on that, but whatever the reason, Gaga made it clear that she has nothing to do with it. Yeah. Maybe it's something connected to, like, you know, some rumors about her. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that may be part of it. But there are a lot of people who are in this biopic, and they include Bill Clinton, Quincy Jones, Burt Bacharach, Clive Davis, Gladys Knight, Sissy Houston, Smokey Robinson, and it features all of her great songs. So I will watch it because I was a big fan of her music, frankly. Big, big fan. Aretha's in on the act here. She has come out swinging against Dionne Warwick, accusing her of making up a story that she was Whitney Houston's godmother, even though that wasn't ever...
Darlene Love, apparently, was actually her godmother. Yeah.
And I'm going to see Darlene Love in concert in Boston this Saturday night. So there isn't usually a Q&A, although I think some of these artists ought to have a little time just to talk to the audience about what goes on. But Darlene Love... was a great influence. Just the exact opposite of Dionne Warwick. Clean as a whistle. Clean, clean, clean. So, musical stories abounding at 28 after on DJV. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date. And these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Personality plus. That's how I've been described by some people. Depends on the day and the hour, I think. 34 after the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Shillen overviewing. I've been in one of those Trump moods today, talking about Trump. I haven't spent a lot of time because I think some of the stuff that has been a focus of people's conversations is just over the top. But I found a few things today that would, I believe, be of interest to you. And one of them is a comment that he made after arguing one of his favorite former presidents could have negotiated a way to keep America from going into the Civil War. A president, and not Abraham Lincoln, he wasn't talking about Abraham Lincoln. He was interviewed by a number of people over the weekend, including a fellow from the Washington Examiner. And in that conversation, Trump said if Andrew Jackson had been born a bit later, he could have prevented the deadliest conflict in American history. We all perhaps studied, I don't know if you know the numbers, but more Americans died in the Civil War than any other war we've ever been in. I believe the number is 665,000 Americans between the North and the South died. And Trump says Andrew Jackson would have been better because Jackson supported the South's belief about slavery, but also held Northern views about states' rights. It's not clear that he would have favored those two positions equally, but I find it interesting. Let's take the argument aside from the fact that it was made by Trump, but if, in fact, Lincoln had not ended slavery and Jackson had been president and there was a way to make it tolerable, do you think we'd still have slavery? Imagine what America would be like today if we had slaves. Think about that. It's almost unthinkable. And so that was what stirred the pot when a lot of people heard what Trump said about Jackson and how Jackson might have been able to make a deal, because Trump loves deals, to keep slavery in certain places in our country. A lot of historians and journalists argue that Trump is pushing a version of history that is unrealistic. War might have been inevitable no matter who was our president. For one thing, there wasn't much room for a happy medium. After the Missouri Compromise was ruled unconstitutional, Supreme Court decided black people could never be Americans. Do you realize that? Those of you who are black, do you realize that there were people who were trying to keep you from being citizens? Now, is that the same thing as what's going on today? Is this where this comes from? Trump's view on immigration and the fact that people who come here from other places ought to be legal, ought not to be let in unless they have a plan. The black people who came here didn't come because they wanted to. They came because they were told, you go with us or we kill you. The people who captured them and sold them into slavery from Africa. Remember, there wasn't much. Another thing that isn't well known is how little education there was in the world prior to the advent of this thing we call America. There was some education in Europe, but only those who came from status were entitled to it. There was no education in Africa at all. People were just beings. They were slaves like turtles. In Asia, there was a certain amount, but remember, many of the people who helped build America came from Asia. A lot of times we just think about blacks as slaves, but the coolies that came, that's what they were called, the coolies that came from China were slaves, basically, helped build the railroads and much of the infrastructure of the West Coast. So there is all kinds of reason to believe that we would be, a different country had it not been for Abraham Lincoln. And these various decisions that were made changed the face of America and changed the face of the world. Because from that point on, we were pretty much considered to be the leaders in one way or another until World War I, when we became pretty much the leaders of everything after World War I. But it was the Industrial Revolution that came about as a result. See, back it up a little bit. If Jackson had been president and slavery continued, we probably wouldn't have had the Industrial Revolution, because the Industrial Revolution came about as a result of having no slaves. So people began to build things that could build things. Instead of having people, there were machines. The slaves that didn't get paid, they were able to, slept and they ate, and that was it. They were the ones who did the digging. They were the ones that did the shoveling. They were the ones that did the transporting. The horses were loaded by slaves. The wagons, the sleds that they had for rocks, and the wagons they had for dirt and that sort of thing. That was all done. All the loading and work, the physical work, was done by slaves. So when there were no more slaves, somebody figured out that there was a need for machines, and the machinery era, if you will, started in the, shortly after the Civil War. And the Industrial Revolution really got going, if you'll pardon the pun, really got up a head of steam in the 1880s. And the discovery of oil, the use of coal, and the steam engine being developed, and then the internal combustible engine in the 1890s. we wouldn't have had the push to do that if there was still cheap labor. So think about that as a relationship to what happened after the Civil War. Southern states felt they had no real bargaining power after Lincoln was in the White House. And so I think about what I'm giving you, Trump's point of view. A lot of times in the first, I think during the campaign, I think he talked about Jackson too. He draws parallels between himself and Jackson was called Old Hickory as two Washington outsiders. And he was, but Lincoln was too. It was the era of the outsider. I think there's a certain amount of lack of perspective that goes with this point of view. But it is fascinating to think about what would have happened had we not had slavery. Don't you think? Think about how our world, would we be doing radio? Would we have had the technological advances? It's mind-boggling, actually, when you think about the what-ifs. It isn't what is. What is what we have. But had there been no civil war or slavery were continued, then, I mean, at some point in time, it would have gone away, for sure. But would we have had the Industrial Revolution? Would things have changed the way they did? Pretty interesting to think about, isn't it? Huh? Also, in the focus, the State Department issuing a travel ban yesterday for all of Europe, saying U.S. citizens ought to be aware of the threat of terrorist attacks there. The airlines and the people in the travel industry don't want to hear that. State Department cited incidents in France and Russia and Sweden, United Kingdom, said that Daesh and Al-Qaeda have the ability to plan and execute attacks in Europe now. The State Department's previous travel alert for Europe issued ahead of last winter's holiday season expired in February. State Department officials said the alert was not prompted by any specific threat, but rather recognizing that a lot of people want to go over there in the summer holidays. And so from now to September 1st, Americans will be told when they apply for travel papers, if you're going to get some places need to have visas, and some people don't have passports, so they got to get them. The State Department is going to tell you. They're going to ask you, where are you going or where are you planning on going? And when somebody says Europe, they're going to tell you it may not be safe. Imagine what that does for the businesses. Well, who wants to hear that? It's got a hotel chain. Malls, government facilities, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, parks, airports, and other locations, the State Department said, are possible targets for attacks. So, having heard that, would you not go to Europe this summer? Your travel plans. You see, the other side, the insidious side of this is, when people hear that, they say, okay, I'm going to stay in America. So that becomes good for American business. The tourist business here, the travel business in America. Are these people just trying to pump up the value of traveling in America? Not a bad thing, but one wonders what the motivation is. Just a thought. 44 after the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Heart disease, eye problems, nerve damage. The list of complications from type 2 diabetes is long, and according to a recent study, getting longer.
What it says is that bone and, you know, and the skeleton really needs to be added to the list of diabetic complications.
Dr. Sandeep Khosla says physicians have long thought that osteoporosis was an issue for diabetics, but it was only recently that technological advances made it possible to actually assess the issue.
And so our ability to assess that really led to these findings that patients with diabetes, in fact, have worse mechanical properties of bone or bone material properties, which would increase their risk of fracture.
While more study is needed, it's just another reason why diabetics need to work with their healthcare provider to make sure their disease is under control. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Coming up about 48 past there, a couple of other quick thoughts here while they're on my mind. It came to my attention yesterday that Hamas, you know, that group that has been engaged in all the violence, resistance, Palestinians against Israel, has tried to present a more moderate public face. So we have those people who are trying to steer us away from going to Europe, but this document that I saw calls for more interest in Northern Africa, Morocco, Egypt. As a matter of fact, this document from Hamas calls for closer ties with Egypt, waters down a lot of the anti-Semitic language that has been part of the Palestinian state. So these documents have been leaking out now for the past week or so, and one wonders why. There's been a little more focus on some of these other areas in the Middle East. Qatar is another place where people think it's pretty nice. You want to go visit, if you have a lot of money, you go into some of these areas that seem to be just kind of out of the norm, out of the maelstrom of what's going on in the Middle East. It isn't all bad in the Middle East. And it isn't all bad in Africa either. And a lot of people will be thinking about going to Asia this summer because Donald Trump is doing this focus on America, not bad, but across Asia because of Trump and his seeming timid stance when it comes to being involved in Southeast Asian nations, a lot of them are paying more attention to China. China is developing more of a core group and encouraging people to come there and spend money. So there's a couple of other alternatives for you to think about this summer of your vacation, 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need build your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Change to a new time because Tom Kreitler is so alert and alive. We've decided to have him start off.
What, unlike all your other morning guests?
Well,
your other morning guests?
Well, sometimes people have a few cobwebs in their cerebellum and cerebrum, you know what I mean?
It's an extension of the weekend.
I can always count on you to fix things up here.
That's right.
Matter of fact, let's talk about what you did over the weekend, giving people ideas. Those of you who have grills and you're going to throw the old one away, not so fast. Tommy's got a suggestion for you in a moment, plus a couple of questions from listeners who want to get to the bottom problems at their home. That all coming up here in just a matter of moments.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's T-R-I-P-P-I-N-G.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
allergy sufferers. My name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and all of you, every single one of you, listened to this past weekend. There will be a test on it later on, content-wise. All right, so while the show is on, you are fixing your grill. Explain to people what you did. The grill manufacturers of America won't like this, but the people who supply parts will, and so will every homeowner who's got a grill.
Well, you know, we have a grill, propane grill, a couple of side tables, you know, decent size, and we like it, right? We've had it for a number of years. But the problem is that the burners eventually will corrode away, develop holes, and then sometimes you have these diverter bars that divert the flame that's over the burners so that when the juices and the meat hit it, they sort of sizzle back up. It's all part of the system. Well, they had all turned to a big rusty mess. I took a look around, and new grills were like, you know, $600, $700, $800 that were similar to the size I had. I said, let me look and see if I can get parts. Sure enough, you can buy anything online. I went to an online retailer for grill parts. I bought the burners. I bought the flame bars. I bought a new electric ignition, even though the old one was still working. I figured, you know, while you're at it, you might
as well.
Yep. And I took the whole thing apart. It took me less than probably 45 minutes. Took all the old stuff out. While it was all apart, I was able to clean it up. I had a pressure washer, so I grabbed that, you know, my one tool to clean everything, and just like shot all that black charcoal crud away and put it back together. And now it's as good as new. I mean, because you think about it, those are the only really parts inside of a grill that wear out. You know, the cast iron surfaces were just fine. So now we got a new grill, and it cost me about $100 in parts.
Think about it for a second, though. The stuff you're putting in your stomach, they have all that corroded crud on them.
Yeah, well, that's why it's in the grill. We don't eat that part, Doug.
All right, next, you can send a note, by the way, to me, Doug at DougStefan.com or Tom at MoneyPit.com. Here's Mike in Hawaii. He has asphalt shingles on his home, 30 years old. How come you don't have any leaks, pal? 30 years is a long, long time. He's got some moss on him. What does he do?
Yeah, well, moss is actually not going to cause an issue. Mike's question is whether or not he should replace that roof before he puts solar panels on. And I say, of course, yes, because you don't have to take those panels off to replace the roof. But the interesting thing is this roofer is saying put a second layer on it. I am not an advocate of that, even though you're allowed to do that. The problem is that when you put multiple layers on your roof, the new layer doesn't last nearly as long as the old layer because the old layer holds a lot of heat, especially in tropical climate. He's from Hawaii. You know, all that heat that's retained in that first layer, that basically speeds up the degradation of that new layer because the hotter it gets, the quicker all the mineral oils and everything that's inside of it wear out, and the faster it cracks and starts to leak. So take off that roof right down to the sheathing, put a new set of shingles on, and then put your solar on, which, of
go
course...
Go to Elon Musk and buy the new shingles.
Yeah, if you live in an area like that, I mean...
Solar panels. Why can't we all buy the solar panel? What do you think of those? The solar panel... Asphalt or not asphalt, but shingles.
Oh, there's shingles? Shingles? Yeah, I'm not convinced yet. We'll see. I like the idea, but we'll see.
It's a good idea. All right, Tommy the K, lots of great ideas. Check out moneypit.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.